Tell them good morning. Thank y'all, praise and worship team. Thank you, Mark. John said I couldn't start speaking until he got back in the booth. He's doing double duty. Thank you, John, for that. The title of my message today is Let's Get Flocky. And somebody said, you spelled flocky wrong. I said, no, I made that up. But it'll all make sense in about 10 minutes, all right? Back in 1939, there was a cinema phenomenon that took place. And it was really a ton of actresses and actors, but three actors and one actress. There was a Cowardless Lion. Do you know the movie? There was a man made of tin who had no heart. There was a scarecrow who had no brain. And there was a young lady who arrived in a foreign land because she was picked up by a tornado from Kansas. Do you know the movie? Nobody is answering the movie. What is the movie? The Wizard of Oz. That's right. Now, The Wizard of Oz, it's a great movie. It scared me when I was a little boy because, I mean, it was really, they had flying monkeys and they had witches and all this stuff in this land and these little people was going around. I mean, it was just, I don't know, it scared me. But there was one point in the movie and they're following the yellow brick road, this group, Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Lion, and the Scarecrow. And her dog Toto, and they had found the yellow brick road, and they're following the yellow brick road to get to the Wizard of Oz, so that there could be some courage received, so that the Scarecrow would get a brain, so that the Tin Man would get a heart, and so that Dorothy could go home. They come up to the Emerald Forest. And do you remember one of the key phrases in the movie, at the Emerald Forest, before they went into the forest, and how they shook and shivered and walked? Do you remember what they said? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. And then they set off into the forest to go find Oz. Isn't that amazing? I love that. I love that. And you say, well, how in the world does that tie into what you're going to talk about? Well, as Christians, we are not compared to lions, tigers, or bears. We are referred to as sheep. Sheep. Of all the creatures that God created, whoever did it, I heard it. We don't roar, we bleat. And so today, I want to talk about us, sheep, the flock of Christ. And Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, some Christians try to go to heaven alone, but believers are not compared to bears, or lions, or other animals that wander alone. Those who belong to Christ are sheep in this respect, that they love to get together. Sheep go in flock, and so do God's people. Now, a lion, a bear, and a tiger, that's an apex predator. That means that's the alpha, that's the top. They are able to go out and hunt on their own. They're carnivores. They have sharp teeth. They make loud noises, but they can be sneaky. There's a reason why a lion is called the king of the jungle. There's a reason why. They never said the sheep will see you, Anderson, for the second time. My boy is exiting the building. I'm just glad he's here. But you know what? Never said sheep was king of the jungle. Never seen that in a movie. Never seen that portrayed. But a lion can hide if it needs to. It knows how to stalk its prey. Because you know what sheep are? We're prey. We're not predators. We're prey. And a lion is super fast. A sheep, not so much. Not so much. A lion and those other animals, they dominate their environment and disrupt any environment they go into. If you watch in the news, WPDE or WMBL, you'll see that lions, not lions, but bears are showing up all in Myrtle Beach. We had a bear on our road, a big black bear running across the field. Like nuts, we say, hey, let's get the horse trailer. Maybe we can catch it. Hey, buddy, why not? Let's catch that bear. You know, I'm glad we didn't because it would have torn my trailer up. Do you know what would happen if somebody just turned one of those animals loose in here with us? We would tear the walls down getting out of here. Every door would be burst open and we'd be running out. But not a sheep. Not a sheep. Psalms 103 says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. God says this in Exodus 34, 30, and 31. He says, you are my flock. So let's get flocky. The sheep of my pasture, you are my people, and I am your God. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. You know what? When God speaks, it's settled. It's a done deal. And if he said, I'm a sheep, I'm a sheep. The characteristics of a sheep, they're quiet, they're gentle, they tend to hold themselves distant from the world. They're definitely flock animals because they're better together than by themselves. They tend to listen to their leaders and show esteem to them. They're obedient, they're trusting, and they're dependent. Now, I bought some sheep one time. I thought I would make a good shepherd. I did not. I realized that those sheep were the dumbest animals I had ever bought to go on my farm. I couldn't get them together. I couldn't get them to move. I couldn't get them to eat. They were all over the place. Needless to say, my sheep did not make it. They didn't make it on my farm. You know why? I didn't understand the characteristics of a flock. I didn't understand how they survived. I didn't understand that. I knew how a horse did. I knew how a cow did. I knew about pigs and goats and chickens. But I did not have a clue about sheep. And if I had known all this, maybe my sheep would have lived a little bit longer and been a little bit healthier. Flocking behavior. Flocking behavior. It means that you move together. You know, as a flock, it's instinctive in these sheep to move together. When something comes in, they're afraid. They band together in large groups for protection. And you know why? Because it's harder for the predator to pick out something in that big old group of white fluff. But if there is a stray who's not in the flock that tends to walk alone and be by itself, that's the one the lion gets. It's easy taken because he's not surrounded by his family. It's easy taken. Number two, they follow the leader. When one sheep moves, the rest move. And that's not always good. It's not always good. It's just how they are, good or bad. You know, if we were all grouped up and there's 200 of us and we're all grouped up, if somebody steps this way, the whole flock steps this way. If a little sheep steps that way, then the whole flock steps that way. And it's kind of comical, but that's how they move, one at a time. And in Turkey, in eastern Turkey in 2000, I think it was six, one little sheep walked up to the edge of a deep cliff. And undoubtedly, that little sheep thought he could cross, and he stepped off. 399 sheep behind him followed him off the cliff. And they died. So, we have to be careful in our flock of wolves in sheep's clothing. We got to be careful the way we move and how we do. And from a young lamb, a sheep will learn this, how to move in a group. Sheep are very social. They like to be around each other. And this was the problem I had with my sheep. I did not have enough. The more sheep, the healthier the flock. And sheep graze. You know, we have fellowship meals, right? Or we used to. We're going to again. But they graze. And they need to see each other in fellowship so they don't stress out. I had some stressed out sheep. I was doing everything wrong. Because when they stick together socially, it's like a protection mechanism. Because there's strength in numbers. And it is very doubtful that any sheep can survive in the wild. Now, they have basic senses just like we do. Sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste. So you got to take all this sheep stuff and apply it to your own life. Because it really works. Sight. They have big old eyes. Their pupils are square. They sit on the side of their head. They can see 360 degrees just by turning their head, or 306 degrees, just by turning their head just a little bit. So it's easy for them to see their predator. They're always looking. And it's easy for them to see their other sheep friends. Hearing. Their hearing is excellent. They can amplify and pinpoint sound with their ears. And they frighten so easily. So you don't want to go out yelling and screaming. And when there is a lot of noise going on, the sheep herd, the sheep flock gets very antsy. For 6 months now, there has been a lot of noise going on in the media, everywhere you turn, on the internet, lots of noise. Some of it true, some of it not. And I'm telling you, the herd, the flock, has got very antsy. Very antsy. If you don't believe me, I know you do. Think of your last Walmart experience. I mean, think about it. The last time you went to Lowe's, it's like this. Somebody's right here. Well, you're going to go. And then you get on the wall, and it's like sliding down the wall. And you go around. You know? Sorry y'all missed that online. But it is that way. I mean, it's not beyond me to go get groceries and say, hey, listen, can you back up 5 feet? Because you're 1 foot away from me. You know, this is not a medical scene. This is a communication scene, and you're spitting on me. Back up, man. Whoa, back up. Back up. There's a lot of noise going on. But you know, to avoid that, a shepherd talks in a still, small voice so that he doesn't upset the flock. Their smell is excellent. It's more developed than our smell is because they can smell the enemy coming. They can see him coming. They can hear him coming. And they can smell him coming. They can identify the enemy very, very easily. They know when the enemy's there. I love this touch. You know, I don't know about my sheep. They had wool. But my llama, Lollipop the llama, she had a lot of wool, a lot of hair. And because they're so big and so fluffy, it's an illusion. They look really big, but when you shear them off, they're really small. So they got this illusion of being really big. And their wool on them, when they bump into something, they can't feel it. They can't feel it. Because you know what? They're already flocking. They're close together. They're bumping into each other. They're rubbing each other. And they don't feel it. So I'll say this. As sheep, they do not wear their feelings on their shoulder. Literally. They can't feel it. They can bump each other. And they don't, it's okay. That's just how life is. Now, their taste, They're good. They can pick out what they need to. Now, I will tell you how to know if you got a healthy sheep or not. Sheep love to eat. They're ruminant animals, so they regurgitate and they chew on their cud, right? And they do that all the time. You will know a sick sheep because they're no longer eating. You know that sheep doesn't feel well. We're in the Word. We feed on the Word. This is our Word. This is our meat and our milk. And you can judge your own self. How well do you feel? How often are you feeding on the Word? How strong are you? Because you want to be strong and you want to eat the Word. We're moving on. In Mark 6:34, it says this. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped off the boat, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. I'll tell you this. A sheep herd is no good without a good shepherd. Isaiah 40:10-11 tells us this. Yes, the sovereign Lord is coming in power. He will rule with a powerful arm. See, he brings his reward with him and he comes. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arms and carries them close to the heart. He gently leads those who have young. That is a great shepherd. Because you know where the strength of that little sheep is found? It's found in the shepherd. It's not found in the sheep. The strength of the sheep is found in the shepherd. We can learn from that scripture right there that a shepherd is strong, powerful, mighty, noble, able, caring, loving, compassionate, and trustworthy. The provision of the sheep is found in the shepherd. They can't go off and find their own food. But the shepherd can lead them to greener pastures. Because in Psalms 23:1-3, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Rest is found. Rest for the sheep is found in the shepherd because he leads us beside still, quiet waters, opposite of leading us beside a raging river. Quiet waters, if you fall in, you can get out. If a raging river, you fall in, you're swept away. So he protects us in where he takes us. Yesterday, my grandson got too close to the side of a lake. Sailor Ray, the little daredevil. Close, he fell in. They snatched him out. When I was thinking about a raging river, me and Lori were young. We were in our early 20s. And we had decided we were going to go white water rafting at the Nantahala. And it's got like Class 3 rapids. Got a couple fender keepers on it. You know, we're going to go down this river, but we're not going down with everybody else in like the 6-man or 8-man boats. We're getting our own boat because we're able. We know how to river raft. I learned by the middle of that river, I did not know how to river raft. Our self-bailing rubber ducky, that's what it was. The water would come in, the water would go out. The water would come in, the water would go out. Well, me and my ADD, I get to paying attention to everything going on all the way around me. I'm looking over here, I'm just looking. And next thing I know, we're in the middle of all these rapids. These rapids. And they catch us up, and I did not have time to get my oar in the water to help direct the boat. And there's a whole lot of yelling going on in our boat. Thank God the rapids was so loud I couldn't hear it all. You know? And the next thing I know, this rock just comes out of nowhere. It's just like it came up out of nowhere. And if you go there today, I kid you not, my face imprint is in that rock. Our boat turned sideways. The water filled our little boat. It folded up like this. I'm on the side of the rock like this and cannot move. All I can do is pray, and I look out of my left eye, and I see Lori's head go up under the water, and she's gone. I said, well, Lori just drowned. Lori is drowned, and I'm going to die out here on this rock in the middle of this river. Nobody's going to find Lori because she's pinned up under this rock. And I'm going to drown. And I said, Lord, please don't let me. I really did pray this. Don't let me drown. Just take me now. It scared me so bad. Now, Lori popped up on the other side of the rock. She lost her shoes. She was bruised and battered. I was bruised, and my ego was bruised even worse because I didn't drive my boat right. But I'm so glad that God don't take us to raging rivers and say, all right, little sheep, get you a drink, because I know I would be fell in and sucked down the river. So, navigate the rivers we're in. Amen. John 10, 26 and 28 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Our shepherd is so good that he goes on to say this, no one, and I mean absolutely no one, can snatch them away from me. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he is a good shepherd. He says, I know my sheep and they know me. We know each other. You know, our shepherd is strong and mighty. The psalmist David said this whenever he was getting ready to go out and fight Goliath. He said, you know, I watched daddy's sheep in the field. And when the bear came and the lion came, I killed them. You know how he killed them? With his hands. He didn't have a long-range rifle that he could shoot 300 yards and shoot his prey or his whatever he's hunting. No, he grabbed it by the beard and killed it with his hands. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But our shepherd came to give life and to give it full. And the good shepherd, he laid down his life for us. That's how much he loved us. I believe this is a prophetic word here. I know it is. It is. The Lord is moving his flock. The Lord is moving his flock right now. Church is not like churches we've ever seen it before. It's not. It's totally different. We got some watching online. We have some in here. We have about 500 that will join us sometime between now and tomorrow. It is different. Church is different. There was a great scripture. It's in Psalm 78, 52 and 53. It says, but he led his own people like a flock of sheep, guiding them safely through the wilderness. He kept them safe so they were not afraid, but the sea covered their enemies. You know what? The Lord is keeping us safe as we're moving to this new pasture. On my farm, if I have horses on one field and they eat the grass down, I go out there and I lead them to another pasture. And the reason why I do it is I take them from a place where there is no sustenance to a place where there is. We're being led to a place where the grass is richer. The rest is more peaceful. The water is more refreshing. God is leading us there, and we can count on being safe when we arrive. And you know what? We're doing all, I honestly believe we're doing all the right things, and we're all going to arrive together. I want us all to be there together and enjoy the goodness of God. God is maturing us as a body and as believers. We're growing. We're maturing. We have definitely been shaken up. Something that the enemy has come in and tried to do is really backfire. Now, there's a purpose for the sheep. And we're closing. A sheep has three purposes. The first one is meat. They were raised for meat. The second one is milk. And the third one is wool. So those three things a sheep can provide for the shepherd. Meat, milk, and wool. Matthew 25:35 says this, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you visited me." And the righteous man asked Jesus, he said, "When did I do that? I don't remember doing any of that." And he said, "When you done it unto the least of these, you done it to me and for me." So think about it. We're meat, we're milk, and we're wool. He was hungry, there was meat. He was thirsty, there was milk. He was cold, there was wool. As we are flocking along in this world, there are people around us, especially now, right now, in this time that we're in right now, there are people around us who are hungry. Who better to feed them than one of the sheep of God? They're thirsty. Who better to give them something to drink than the sheep of God? And a lot of them are cold. Their hearts are cold. Have you been around a cold-hearted person lately? Who better to warm them than one of the sheep of God? Us. Us. Don't get angry when someone is a little rough. Remember, you're a sheep and you've got thick wool. And you can take it and share the love of God. Share the love of God because you're full of it. You're full of the love of God. It means something new now. When somebody says you're full of it, you're full of the love of God. You're full of the love of God. Jesus said this. The Pharisees was talking and they were complaining. And this man, they said this about Jesus, "This man welcomes sinners and he eats with them." And so he told this parable. And he said, this man had 100 sheep. He had 100 in his little flock. And one walked away. And that good man left that entire flock together. He went and received the one that had walked away, and he put him on his shoulder and he brought him back in. And it said everybody rejoiced. I say that because someone here or watching may feel like they have wandered away from the flock. And I tell you that the shepherd is so good, he won't leave you. He will not leave you because he will huddle all of us up and he will come to you where you are and he will reach in and grab you and pull you out because he loves us so much and he loves you so much. Amen. Can you stand up with me? It has been a joy to be here with you today. I want to encourage you to enjoy your life. Every second of it. Every second of it. Lori and I were blessed yesterday to get to go see our grandmother who was diagnosed with cancer. And we got to throw her a huge birthday party. And I have to say, Sparky is looking very sparky. She looks good. But the whole ride up there, I mean, I usually don't do good riding like that. I always get worked up and don't really want to go do it. But the whole ride there and the whole ride, I was so thankful, so grateful to be 51 years old and have a grandmother that I can call and talk to. Actually have two that I can call and talk to. So be grateful today. And remember what you are. You're a sheep. You're strong because your shepherd's strong. You're powerful because your shepherd is powerful. You're not in lack because your shepherd does not lack. You don't have to be afraid because your shepherd, he has a rod and a staff. If you get tangled up, he can take his staff and pull you out. And if you kind of get out of line, he can take his rod and poke you. Our shepherd is good. And I'll tell you this, our flock is good and strong. I've seen stuff in the past 6 months I've never seen before. And good people doing good things, working miracles for other people right here in this house. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Father, we bless you today for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. Lord, and we do not lack in anything. Lord, we're not afraid because we trust you. We're not in lack because we trust you. Lord, we just thank you and love you today. Lord, I bless every person here with your joy and your peace. I bless every person watching with your joy and with your peace. Lord, give us your heartbeat for our city, for our friends, our co-workers, our family. Lord, may we lay down in your peace and rise up in your strength. And we bless you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and thank you for being here.